რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. უკრაინის პარლამენტმა მხარი დაუჭირა მიუმხრობელი ქვეყნის სტატუსის გაუქმებას. Amnesty International-ის განცხადებით, ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტების მიერ გატაცებული იეზიდი ქალები შემზარავი სექსუალური ძალადობის მსხვერპლნი არიან. ჩრდილოეთ კორეაში ნაწილობრივ აღდგა ინტერნეტის მუშაობა. უკრაინის პარლამენტმა მხარი დაუჭირა ნეიტრალური მიუმხრობელი ქვეყნის სტატუსის გაუქმებას და კურსი აიღო ნატოში გაწევრიანებაზე, რაც რუსეთმა მყისიერად შერაცხა არამეგობრულ ნაბიჯად. შესწორებას, რომელიც პარლამენტის პრეზიდენტმა პეტრო პოროშენკომ წარუდგინა, მხარი დაუჭირა 303 დეპუტატმა 450 ადგილიან პარლამენტში. თანდართული დოკუმენტი, რომელიც ხსნის ცვლილებებს უკრაინის კანონში საშინაო და საგარეო პოლიტიკასთან მიმართებით, ამბობს, რომ მიუმხრობელი ქვეყნის სტატუსი ქვეყანამ 2010 წელს მიიღო მაშინდელი პრეზიდენტის ვიქტორ იანუკოვიჩის პირობებში. და ამან სახელმწიფო დაასუსტა გარეშე აგრესიის და ზეწოლის პირისპირ. იანუკოვიჩი თებერვალში დაამხეს მასობრივი საპროტესტო გამოსვლების შედეგად. მას შემდეგ ხელისუფლებაში მოვიდა პროდასალური მთავრობა, რომელიც თვეების განმავლობაში ლაპარაკობდა ნეიტრალური სტატუსის გაუქმებაზე. ამ სტატუსის გამო უკრაინა ვერ ავლენდა ძალისხმევას ნატოში გასაწევრიანებლად. კონფლიქტმა, რომელიც მთავრობის ძალებს და პრორუსულად განწყობილ მეამბოხეებს შორის მიმდინარეობს ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთში, აპრილის შემდეგ 4700 ადამიანი შეიწირა. ეუთოში რუსეთის ელჩმა ანდრეი კელინმა ახალ კანონს უწოდა არამეგობრული და განაცხადა, ეს ჩვენს ურთიერთობაში დამატებით პრობლემას და დაძაბულობას გააჩენსო. უფლებადამცველმა ორგანიზაციამ Amnesty International-მა ახალი ანგარიში გამოაქვეყნა, რომელშიც ამბობს, რომ ერაყის იეზიდი უმცირესობის წარმომადგენელი ქალები და გოგონები, რომლებიც ზაფხულში მონებად წაიყვანეს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს ექსტრემისტებმა, შემზარავი სექსუალური ძალადობის მსხვერპლნი არიან. 23 დეკემბერს გავრცელებული ანგარიში ეყრდნობა 40-ზე მეტ ყოფილ ტყვესთან ჩატარებულ ინტერვიუებს. ლონდონში განთავსებული ორგანიზაცია აცხადებს, რომ ტყვეებმა, მათ შორის 10-12 წლის გოგონებმა, გამოსცადეს წამება, გაუპატიურება, იძულებითი ქორწინება, ისინი გაყიდეს ან აჩუქეს ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მებრძოლებს, თუ მათ მომხრეებს ერაყსა და სირიაში. გაუპატიურების შიშით ტყვეების ნაწილმა სიცოცხლე თვითმკვლელობით დაასრულა, ბევრ ტყვეს იძულებით მიაღებინეს ისლამი. თბილისში საგანგებო პრესკონფერენცია გამართეს ჟურნალისტებმა, რომლებმაც ახლახან ტელეკომპანია მაესტრო დატოვეს. მაესტროს მთავარი საინფორმაციო გადაცემის ცხრიანის უკვე ყოფილი გუნდის განცხადებით, პრობლემა უფრო დიდია, ვიდრე ტელევიზიაში ერთი კონკრეტული პირის, კერძოდ კოკა ყანდიაშვილის მისვლა, და ეს პრობლემა ტელევიზიის კურსის რადიკალურ ცვლილებას უკავშირდება. ჟურნალისტების თქმით, მათ ტელევიზიის გაფართოებულ თათბირზე ყანდიაშვილის ფაქტორის გარდა გააპროტესტეს კიდევ ერთი საკითხი, კერძოდ მათ უთხრეს, რომ ტელევიზიას უნდა გაეტარებინა ეგრეთ წოდებული პროქართული იდეოლოგია. ტელეკომპანიის საინფორმაციო სამსახურის უფროსის მოვალეობის ყოფილი შემსრულებლი სოფო კვინტრაძის თქმით, სიტყვა პროქართული ნიღბავს სიტყვა პრორუსულს და ეს იდეოლოგია ნიშნავს, რომ ტელევიზიას უნდა აეღო კურსი არა დასავლეთის, არამედ ჩრდილოეთისკენ. საქართველოს მთავრობის პრესსამსახურის ცნობით, მთავრობის ადმინისტრაციის უფროსი მაია ცკიტიშვილი შეხვდა კომპანია RMG Gold-ის თანამშრომლებს და დაბა კაზრეთის მაცხოვრებლებს, რომლებმაც დღეს საპროტესტო აქცია გამართეს. მათი მოთხოვნა იყო იმ სამუშაოების გაგრძელება, რომლებსაც საყდრისის მაღაროს დასაცავად მეცნიერთა და აქტივისტთა ჯგუფი ეწინააღმდეგება. საქართველოს მთავრობა RMG Gold-ის თანამშრომელთა და დაბა კაზრეთის მოსახლეობის მოთხოვნებს საფუძვლიანად გაეცნობა და გადაწყვეტილებას ობიექტურ გარემოებებზე დაყრდნობით მიიღებს, განაცხადა მთავრობის ადმინისტრაციის უფროსმა. ჩრდილოეთ კორეაში ნაწილობრივ აღდგა ინტერნეტის მუშაობა მას შემდეგ, რაც ის სრულად გაითიშა შეერთებულ შტატებთან კიბერუსაფრთხოების თაობაზე შექმნილი უთანხმოების ფონზე. შეერთებულ შტატებში განთავსებული კიბერუსაფრთხოების კომპანია Dean Research-ის განცხადებით, ინტერნეტი ნაწილობრივ აღდგა 9 საათის განმავლობაში გაგრძელებული შეფერხების შემდეგ. ექსპერტების აზრით, ინტერნეტის გათიშვის მიზეზი შესაძლოა ტექნიკური პრობლემები იყო ან კიბერშეტევა. გასულ კვირაში შეერთებულმა შტატებმა ფხენიან სპრალი დასო კიბერშეტევის განხორციელებაში კომპანია Sony Pictures-ზე. აღმოსავლეთ გერმანიის ქალაქ დრეზდენში 17500-მდე პირმა მიიღო მონაწილეობა აქციაში, რომელიც გამართა ლოზუნგით დასავლეთის ისლამიზაციის წინააღმდეგ. 22 დეკემბერს ასევე გამართა კონტრაქცია ლოზუნგით ნაცისტებისგან თავისუფალი დრეზდენი, რომლის მონაწილეები აცხადებდნენ, რომ მათ ქვეყანაში არ უნდა იყოს რასიზმი და ქსენოფობია. ბოლო რამდენიმე კვირის განმავლობაში დრეზდენში აქციებს ყოველკვირეულად აწყობს და მომხრეებს იზიდავს ახალი მოძრაობა სახელწოდებით „პატრიოტი ევროპელები დასავლეთის ისლამიზაციის წინააღმდეგ“. მოძრაობის მომხრეთა უმრავლესობა აცხადებს, რომ პატრიოტია და აწუხებს მათი ქრისტიანობაზე დაფუძნებული კულტურის და ტრადიციების დასუსტება. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება, ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. ახალ ამბებს უფრო ცოტა ჩვენს ვებსაიტზე გაეცნობით radiotavisupleba.ge.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hi there, Border Crossings is on the air. Once again, we've got an hour of requests and dedications, and also we have a CD giveaway. All of that's coming up in the hour, so hang around. There's a lot to do and a lot to play this hour. So if you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's the phone number. Jessica's taking calls. If you want to call in right now, the phone lines are open. Here's a song request for Barahun Yelema Kabede, and this is for Coldplay, Clocks on Border Crossings. And that's Coldplay with Clocks for Barahun Yelema Kabede, who is tuned into the show. And Chris Martin apparently took Gwyneth Paltrow to a day spa. And a spa is a place where you can get a massage and you can take a sauna and you can get a facial and just kind of be pampered all day. This is according to the New York Times Post, or the New York Post, page 6 column. And it says that they went to the spa in New York and looked very, very cozy and affectionate with one another. You may recall earlier this year, they split, they separated, or the word that Gwyneth Paltrow officially used was they uncoupled. We were uncoupling after 10 years of marriage. And then Chris went off and started dating actress Jennifer Lawrence, and that ended recently. So maybe there are those around both that are speculating that the two of them may be considering a reconciliation, which would be good because they've got two kids. They've got Apple and Moses. And there's also a report that Gwyneth has invited Chris to her house for Christmas Eve. For a dinner and a party, because she just doesn't want to think about being alone or single at this time of the year. This would be her first Christmas alone. That's Coldplay on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and thank you for joining us here on the show. First and foremost, I want to say hello to our listeners who are checking in with us on Facebook. And at the top of that list is Brian Cody Carell, who is in the Peace Corps. And he wanted to send me a nice message and said, thanks for all we do here on Border Crossings, for all of the Peace Corps volunteers who are stationed around the world. So I thank you back, Brian Cody Carell, for your time and your service. While the Peace Corps volunteers aren't necessarily in battle, they may be in situations that are life-threatening, where battles are being fought around them, and they are there to help people in certain parts of the world. And we oftentimes hear from the Peace Corps volunteers who are stationed throughout Africa. So thank you, Brian Cody Carell, for all you've done for the Peace Corps and for checking in with Border Crossings and your nice message. Nayo is listening. Antenna, or Antenna, Sasui, Francis, Nsubuga, Mino, Solomon, Captain Bravado is listening. Wandim, Abdul Kadir, Derek, Jean-Paul, Juana, and Abdul in Freetown, who reminds us that they are still dealing with Ebola in Sierra Leone, and still very much a concern. Even though things are kind of slowing down a little bit on that front, that certainly was the big news story of this past year, among many, many big news stories, the battle with the virus Ebola. Wages are on, although in Liberia and Sierra Leone, it sounds like, from what I've been told, the situation is, shall we say, under control, under better control, but there's still many, many people affected by this, and the virus is still very, very contagious. So it's still an issue. All right, coming up next for Ghana, we've got a request from Samuel Yaw, and Samuel is listening to Border Crossings and wants me to play a song for all Michael Jackson fans around the world and for everybody at the Diamond House who might be tuned in right now. And NC Pudo, I hope you enjoy this request. It's Michael Jackson and Liberian Girl on Border Crossings.
Liberian girl, look up in the pier. to the day.
sings, and it is Madonna. For many, many years, Madonna was called the Queen of Pop Music, and of course, she shared that title ever since with folks like Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey, and even Taylor Swift these days, and many others who have also been. Britney Spears, another one called the Queen of Pop. Madonna is going to be putting out her 13th album in 2015, and just last week, she leaked six songs. That's about all that I know that she leaked. She may have leaked some other things, but she leaked songs. She may be leaking oil, but she leaked songs. Six songs on the internet. The new album is called Rebel Heart. And what she decided to do was just kind of release them, throw them out there as kind of an early Christmas present. And she even wrote, Happy Early Christmas. And so if you're a Madonna fan, you might want to check out online to get Rebel Heart from Madonna when it comes out, and the six songs that are now available. That is a birthday request from Sumant Shukla in India, who says that is a birthday request for my dearest mommy and me, and says, please read my letter, and writes in capital letters, uppercase. Hello, Larry. I'm writing after a long time. Thank you for playing our request. Due to my work schedule, I was not able to listen to the show for a long time. As you know, I work with the U.S. healthcare industry as a medical transcriptionist in an American firm in New Delhi, and the parent company is in Toledo, Ohio. When I work the night shift, I'm from 9 to 6 a.m., and I listen to the show on my nights off. I was so busy, I wasn't able to listen for months, and I was put on the morning shift. I decided to listen again. You know, I'm superstitious, so I decided I would start listening on American Independence Day, but I couldn't find border crossings. I thought there was something wrong with my radio, but I was able to find other radio networks. I was very disappointed and continued to listen to other radio networks. I remembered you saying that people who are listening on shortwave should not count on border crossings, and I can listen to you only on the internet. Please tell me the date of your final show on shortwave so I can download it and keep up with you. I'm a shortwave listener, and I began listening to VOA in 1987. I used to listen to Border Crossings when Judy Massa was hosting. I started listening when you were hosting, and I have enjoyed listening on shortwave. So, basically, that's what his email says. Now, all of this change happened in the last year. We went off shortwave because of cost-cutting. VOA management decided that it was best to reduce some expenses, and shortwave is considered by many to be outdated technology, prehistoric. In fact, it's hard to find tubes to replace transmitter tubes. They just aren't making tubes anymore because everything's gone digital and transistor and so on and so forth. So that's just the way it is, the state of affairs, and so we left some shortwave frequencies. However, I am told by some of our loyalists who just never gave up that we came back on some shortwave frequencies in India, which I think is very important. My personal opinion, which doesn't matter to management, but my personal opinion is we need to be on in India. It's the second most populous country on the planet. And we give a lot of love to our friends in India, and I hope the word gets back out, Sumant, that we are back on shortwave in India. So thank you for taking the time to write and express your thoughts and feelings, and I hope you have a happy birthday celebration with your mom. I also want to say hello to Ranjit, to Joan, Azeb, Bello, to Josh, who's in Ghana, Bagnachu, Fitsum, who tunes in on Shegar FM 102.1 in Ethiopia, and Hannah, who's also listening in Ethiopia, Biruk, Michael and Caro, they all checked in on Facebook to say hello. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Love to hear from you if you're listening. Whether you're listening on shortwave or you're listening to our FM affiliates, or if you're listening on the internet to our live stream, or perhaps you may even be listening to an archive file. You may be a person who downloads it on your desktop, since your work schedule may prevent you from listening live, so that you listen to the archive file later when it's convenient. However you listen, I'm glad you're listening. Thank you very much. All right, coming up next, here's a request, which is for a Sarah Brightman song, and it comes to us from Russia, and Veshlov Lavrinov, who's listening to Border Crossings in Russia, Sarah Brightman with A Whiter Shade of Pale.
just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride.
라디오 თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველდღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გვთავაზობთ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველდღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
ინტერნეტში ჩვენი მისამართია რადიო თავისუფლება _gi.
Together with you.
There's a Christmas party at the home of Farmer Gray.
It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop. Pop, pop, pop.
There's a happy feeling nothing in the world can buy.
They pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie.
It'll nearly be like a picture print by Korean eyes.
These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives.
Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Let's take that and sing another chorus for two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Ba 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 ba.
Border Crossings, having a nice conversation there with Abdul the Painter, who said that he is on holiday. And so he's listening to Border Crossings, and he's going to have a nice holiday celebration with his friends. So thank you, Abdul the Painter, for calling in and checking in with us on Border Crossings. We were listening to the Carpenters and a Merry Christmas song called Sleigh Ride. And that is a request from Marie Kay, who is listening to our show. And some other folks tuned in as well. Fia is listening. Hi, Fia. Asenio, Etienne, Awalu, who's in Nigeria, Vincent, Meg Delowit, and Jacques, or Jackie. I don't know for sure how to pronounce that. It would help if you tell me that, but J-A-Q-U-E. I don't know if it's Jackie or Jacques. Not really sure. But if you'd let me know, that would be appreciated. Also want to say hello to some new fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I did something today that I won't, you know, I normally don't do. Typically around the year, 364 days, I wouldn't do this. But today, because it's, you know, holiday celebration, I decided to post a Christmas card for my son and my daughter. So I put it up on our Facebook page, because normally I don't put, you know, Andrew and Amanda's picture up on the internet. But I did today, because it's a holiday photo. So it's there, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I want to say hello to some new fans of our page. Bilale Denku, Maiden Birhan, Omalo War Ngare, Solo Al Habesha, Keder Arebo, Fakede Arega, Ermias Fetten Jr., Fitzum Baisa, Fikadu Alamayahu, George Bizra Chalu, Raz Giramulu, Tesfe Atale, Hinak Tesfe, Olu Bunmi Maxwell Ikunba, Wandim, who, by the way, is sending me lots of Ethiopian music. Boy, when I mentioned that on the show a couple days ago, I never had any idea I'd get that much. But thank you, Wandim. He's sending it all over our way. Vod Kostner, Nebu Tesfarmarium, and Ali Bachu Tesfa. So thank you, everybody, for becoming a fan of our Facebook page. We are happy that you're with us on Border Crossings. I read a story that One Direction do not exchange Christmas gifts with one another. They don't exchange birthday gifts or Christmas gifts. They just felt it was kind of, you know, not necessary. They spend a majority of the year together, and they like each other, but they just thought, let's not do the gift exchange thing. Mallette Amore wants me to play this next song, and she's in Ethiopia. So, Mallette, here's your request for One Direction. They have a holiday special on television tonight, here in the United States, by the way. And this is called Still and Steal My Girl on Border Crossings on The Voice of America.
Hi, it's Harry from One Direction, and you're listening to Larry London.
Since we were 16, we want the same things, we dream the same dreams, alright. Alright. I got it all, cause she is the one. Her mom calls me love, but dad calls me son, alright. Alright. She's in those jeans, alright. Alright. I don't exist if I don't have her. The sun doesn't shine, the world doesn't turn, alright.
She knows, she knows
that I'm never gonna let her down and take a love from me now. Everybody wanna steal my girl. Everybody wanna take her all the way. Couple million in the whole wide world. We'll find another one cause she belongs to me.
Kathy Sledge, and you're listening to Larry London.
We are family. I got just the same. Can they be that close? Just let me stay for the record. We're giving love in the family door.
We are family.
Hey.
I got all my sisters with me. We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing.
Sing it to me.
We are family. I got all my sisters with me.
Just begun to get our share of this world's delight. High hopes we have for the future and our goals in sight. We know we don't get depressed. Here's what we call our golden rule.
Have faith in you and the things you do. You won't go wrong.
Oh no, this is our family jewel.
We got our sisters with us. We got our brothers with us. We got our friends and family with us. That is Sister Sledge on Border Crossings, and we are family. A request from Donna, who is tuned in to our show. Thank you for joining us. Maliki's listening. Promise, A Honey, Rita, Adita, Marilyn, Edwina, Emboswobeni, Rebecca, Elena, Leia, and Robbie Lyman, who was a guest on our show this past year. He does a Buddy Holly impersonation type show in Virginia and does a really great job, too. And so he was on the show, and he checked in to say hi, happy holidays to everybody here at Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. You know, the holidays come at a special time of the year. This is a time of the year that a lot of people are dealing with the flu. You know, not only Ebola, but also people are getting sick because of the change of season and the flu. That's certainly the viruses are going around for everybody. This is one of the most, unfortunately, severe flu seasons we've had in a while. And here in the United States, they're reporting the flu shot that everybody's told to go and get doesn't cover certain strains of the flu this year. So people are getting sick. Well, here's an interesting bit of news that comes out of Carnegie Mellon University. They did a study, and they found a way to help keep away the colds and keep away the flu this season. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. One word. Hugs. Yeah, that's what it says. Their study says that hugs help people to avoid stress. And when you reduce your stress, you keep up your defense system in your body. And so your ability to protect your body increases. And in fact, they've assigned a 32% increase in your ability to fight off the flu and colds just because you're hugging people. So go out there and hug someone today. I think you should ask them before you do. But go ahead and hug somebody. Hugs are very important. Can you imagine if people said, well, Larry said hug, so they just walk around on the street starting hugging people? I'd be in so much trouble. Make sure you ask first. If there's a song you'd like to hear, give us a call, 202-619-2077. And you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I send a big old long distance hug your way. How about a group hug? Let's all just grab hold of the radio. Big hug. Okay, there you go. Big hug. All right, coming up next, here's a request for our friends in India. Kerala State checking in. Hajira Unaiza is listening. Namaste to you, Miss Hajira. And here is your Christmas song. This is John Lennon. Happy Christmas.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? And
Crossings on the Voice of America.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What steps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, 'cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. I was moving on over you.
Crossings, Kelly Clarkson, and a request from Beza Legesse, who's listening to us in Ethiopia. That's Stronger on Border Crossings. Kelly Clarkson checked herself into the hospital on Saturday morning. You know that feeling you get when your throat starts to hurt a little bit? You start to feel, I got a sore throat or something coming on, a flu or cold or something. You get a sore throat. So she went to the hospital in Nashville and spent the morning there and put out some Twitter photos of her in the hospital. The reason she was in, she was worried she was going to get sick. And Saturday was the night she had to perform the Miracle on Broadway concert in Nashville, which was a fundraiser. So she just wanted to be extra cautious about the sore throat she was starting to feel. So they gave her a shot of B12, and she was good, and she was fine. And she went on stage with Garth Brooks and Meghan Trainor and Hayley Williams from Paramore and all the guests that appeared, including her six-month-old daughter, River Rose. She brought a little daughter on the stage for the audience. So good concert, raised over $200,000 for the local charities. So that was Kelly Clarkson by request. Deb Kamal's listening. Hayley Yesus is listening. Jahangir's tuned in as well in Bangladesh. Thanks, everybody, for joining us on Border Crossings. It's time for our CD giveaway. We have a Christmas CD, not any old Christmas CD. This is a two-disc Christmas CD called Now That's What I Call Christmas, with all the classics on it. And today our lucky listener of the day is Nardos Makuria in Ethiopia. So congratulations, Nardos Makuria. You are today's listener of the day and win the CD. And here's your request, Nardos. This is David Guetta featuring Rihanna on Border Crossings and Who's That Chick?
Underneath the Christmas tree,
Is my 401k. That is Mariah Carey and an all-time Christmas classic by request for Kumator Abo in Nigeria. Also going out to Omarek, Surafel, Getana, Mohammed, Keenan, and Pankaj. We're all listening. Mariah Carey did a concert in New York City just this week. Lady Gaga was there at the show watching, and she went backstage, took a selfie with Mariah, and posted it on her Instagram account. Well, thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Thank you, Greg and Mary and Jess.
Რატომ არის ევროკავშირი წარმატებული პროექტი?
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2012 to the European Union.
Რას უშ საქართველოს ევროპულ სტრუქტურებში ინტეგრაცია?
არი დაუჯერ ჩვენი ქვეყნის ევროპულ მოვალს, იმისაც რომ ჩვენი ქვეყანა გახდეს თანამედროვე, ძლიერი ევროპული სახელმწიფო.
ამდა სხვა საკითხებზე ვსაუბრობთ პროგრამა ახალ ევროპაში ყოველ სამშაბათს. ჩვენს მინდა სიხშირეზე FM 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე.